legislate. The Congress is not the guardian of our liberties.
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be your views, because we're going to have open lines. And we welcome your calls here at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Would you like to talk about the economic situation and the fact that they are going to destroy the value of our currency and impoverish our people? Would you like to talk about what's happening to the job market as we intentionally ship our jobs and our manufacturing and our wealth overseas? Would you like to talk about the coming war with Iran and with the Muslim world? Would you like to talk about how they're poisoning our children, and they're poisoning the air, and they're poisoning the water, and they're poisoning certainly the food that we eat? Well, I mean, what would you like to talk about? We'd be glad to talk about whatever you would like to talk about. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But, you know, it's so difficult for so many people to believe that these things could really be going on. In fact, I'm planning on my putting together the talk we're going to be giving at the conspiracy conference up there at the Marriott Hotel in Santa Clara on June 2nd or 3rd. I don't know when I'm going to be speaking, but we will be speaking hopefully on Saturday. And we hope if you're in the area or even from someplace else, you'll come. Looks like there's going to be a pretty good lineup of speakers. I know Servando Gonzalez is going to be there, certainly one of my favorites. And we'll be inviting a lot of the speakers to come onto our program to promote the conspiracy conference. And I should warn you that there are a lot of people from this new spirituality movement as well. But it's important to know what these people are thinking. And a lot of them are good people. They've just never heard the truth. And our job is to try to explain to them, yes, you know half of the truth, but certainly you can't fight fire with gasoline. And you can't fight this spiritual movement, which is behind so much of what's going on, by embracing that spiritual movement. Well, basically, of course, one of the things I was thinking about was starting my talk with the parable of the cave. And I don't know how many of you remember this story, but it was actually written by Plato about 2,500 years ago. And basically, he was talking about this group of men and women who'd been taken captive, taken into a great cave where they were kept in chains for many years, and sitting in the center of the cave that burned an eternal fire. They were chained so that they were all facing the wall of the cave, and all they could see all the time they were there were the dancing shadows on the wall of the cave that became their reality. And sometimes their captors would make shadows on the wall. Sometimes it'd be horrifying figures, and people would cry out in terror. Other times it'd be humorous figures, and the people would laugh, because that was a reality. And then one day one of the people broke loose from his chains, went out, saw the world like it really was, went back in, and certainly broke everyone else loose from their chains and tried to lead them out into reality. But when they got to the mouth of the cave, they were blinded by the light. The reality was the dancing shadows, and they turned back. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Is that what's going on today? I really think it is. For so long, people have been watching the History Channel, Discovery Channel, and never seeing the truth.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Dan, we have Karen from Cincinnati, and Karen, up till about a year ago, certainly had no idea what was going on. She became aware of chemtrails. Of course, when you become aware of chemtrails, then you begin to get into this whole group of things that are going on. The weather control, certainly how this is influencing, certainly the water and the animals and the trees and the crops and the poisoning our children. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, they're intensely poisoning our children. They know what they're doing. Of course, she's been distributing copies of what in the world are they spraying, and they're bringing Michael Murphy to town. When is Michael Murphy going to be speaking there in Cincinnati?
Wednesday, May 9th.
All right. And where and how can people learn about it?
At the farm. It's actually a bank. It used to be an old farmhouse, but it's a banquet hall.
All right.
And that is in on Anderson Ferry Road.
All right.
And that's Cincinnati, Ohio.
All right, fine. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And what got to Karen was the realization that this whole idea of chemtrails is not simply the ramblings of somebody who's quite paranoid. It's real. And I will have to admit it took me a long time before I was really convinced in my own heart of hearts it was real. But
me too.
Touched the material, and actually I've touched the material. They oversprayed in Santa Cruz one time, and it just came down and just coated the trees. It's sort of a semi-gelatinous material. And, but basically, of course, we have a wonderful talk. It's the one that Roslyn Peterson gave at our conference last September. It's called just geoengineering, but it goes into weather modification. She brought a man with her who's been 30 years working for the government in weather modification. And certainly we did something we usually don't do. And that is, of course, we only had four speakers for the whole day. And I think this is a great idea because then they can each have an hour and a half or more to talk, and they can really get all of their PowerPoints up. And usually most of the people who put meetings on want to bring in as many people as they can, have as many speakers as they can, and get out as much information as possible. And that, in my opinion, after about 15 years, is a mistake. Better to have fewer speakers and explore an idea much more completely and have time for questions and answers and not be rushed and have time to certainly look at the books and talk to others, then try to get in as much as you can. It fills up the day from 8:30 in the morning until 5:30 in the evening, and I think people get a lot more out of it. Roslyn Peterson gave a wonderful talk, and if you haven't seen it, Karen, I hope you'll want to get that.
Actually, I just ordered it from your site about 3 weeks ago, and I've already watched it. It's wonderful.
What did you think of it?
It was great. It was great. I was taking notes the whole time. She has lots of information. Actually, I'm going to use a lot of her flyers for this event as well, because she's done so much research on this topic. So
and she
I think
really
it's great.
Has. And basically, her websites are amazing, because simply all the links that are there. And then
I know. So I also wanted to give our, we just started a website. It's called FleeTheMatrix.com. And that's FLEE, the matrix, MATRIX.com. And they can also go on there and get links for other geoengineering websites and register for the event.
All right, fine. Well, I hope a lot of people will turn out. And one more time, your website.
Okay, it's FLEETheMatrix.com.
That's like FLEE?
Yes, correct.
Okay, FLEETheMatrix.com.
Yes.
God bless you, Karen. Thank you
okay,
for all
you're
doing.
Okay, thank you, too. Okay, thank you, Dr. Stan.
Okay, okay. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, and maybe you don't believe in geoengineering, and, I mean, maybe you don't believe, of course, that they're spraying, and, of course, basically there's a difference between a contrail and certainly a chemtrail, and they actually, of course, putting things into the exhaust of the commercial airliners, which is a hazardous to our health. And then they have a separate program of spraying. And then they are using rockets to put these aluminum compounds up into the stratosphere to actually create a cap over the stratosphere to create a greenhouse effect. But the name of cutting back on global warming, the trouble is, of course, that the greenhouses, which have the cap to prevent the sun's rays from reflecting back off the earth, greenhouses are hot. And so basically, in the name of fighting global warming, they're increasing global warming. But nobody ever talks about that. Anyway, we certainly recommend the DVD, What in the World Are They Spraying? Then the new DVD we have by Roslyn Peterson, entitled Geoengineering. We have a four-tape set on weather modification. We have a four-tape set on HAARP. We actually have a book on weather as a weather warfare. We have a book on HAARP. And then we have Bob Fletcher's excellent DVD, Weather as a Weapon. And they've been working on this for a long period of time. And if you don't believe that they can create storms and droughts, you need to get the book written by Zygmunt Brzezinski, one of the most evil men in the world. He organized the Trilateral Commission. He was the man who was National Security Advisor, a betrayed Afghanistan, that precipitated the Afghan War, then had the audacity to lie for 10 years, denying it precipitated the Afghan War, and then finally admitted he had. And who do you think Barack Hussein Obama picked as his foreign policy advisor prior to his election? Why, the same Zygmunt Brzezinski. But you can get Zygmunt Brzezinski's book. It's entitled Between Two Ages, America in the Technotronic Age. It was written in 1970. And there at the footnote on the bottom of page 57, he talks about how in the future we're going to be able to create storms and droughts and new chronic diseases. Let me repeat that. We're going to be able to create storms and droughts and new chronic diseases. And ladies and gentlemen, they are creating storms and droughts and new chronic diseases that have been unleashed on the American people and are wreaking havoc with the lives of so many of our people and our young people and our children. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open line Wednesday, and of course we depend upon you out there in the listening audience to call in on any subject you would like to talk about, and that's what makes our programs interesting, unless you just want to hear me ramble on here without anything prepared. But basically, we started out talking about the parable of the cave, and basically, of course, this whole idea that people many times find it difficult to accept reality. And this really is true. I am sure many times you talk to people, you tell them what's going on, and they sort of look at you with the glassed eyes, and they don't want to hear this. People don't want to hear they have cancer. A lot of people won't go to the doctor when they think they may have a cancer because they don't want to know that they have cancer or some other incurable disease. But our job is to try to teach them, because the only way they may be possibly cured is to get adequate treatment early and proper treatment as well. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And we have Mark calling us from Marysville, Ohio. Hi, Mark. How are you hearing us there in Marysville?
Pretty good. I'm picking you up on shortwave, 7.385. Coming in real good.
Okay, very good. Okay, fine. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, you've had Carol Matriciana on your show a couple times. Just wondering, do you know if she's a listener to your show?
Well, I know she's usually so busy she doesn't have time to listen to our program, but she's okay. A personal friend. We've known Carol for a long period of time and spent some vacations with her. But I don't know whether she really listens to our programs or not.
Okay, just wondering. I know she's out there in California, and I'm sure she gets it on the FMs that are out there. But I had heard recently from an individual that lives about 20 miles away from me that there was a prophecy conference that Carol, Jacob Prosh, a guy named Gary Ka, and I think one or two other people were at, and very well attended. It was at a church in the northern Columbus, Ohio area. Very well attended, and people from all over came from different churches and stuff. And they revealed, you know, info about Rick Warren and other false teachers and stuff like that. And the reception or the attitude or the reaction, I guess, by some of the leaders in the church was less than charitable. And I would just like to know just how common this is for pastors to basically oppose those who try to warn the church. Because I'm appalled by some things I heard later on some videos that were sent to me by an individual, where the pastor basically derided people like Carol and Jacob Prosh and others for what they're doing. And, I mean, I know that's just basically the way the spirit of the age. Our church is infested with pastors that unfortunately don't want to warn the sheep, But it just kind of sickens me to hear that firsthand, like I did today on some video clips and audio clips. And I really appreciate what Carol does and what people like Jan Markell, if you've ever heard of her, and others do. And the way they're vilified by these people.
Well, that's because they're being effective, getting the truth out. Let me put our telephone number out. It's 1-888-24-464-8295. But I believe that Rick Warren and Bill Hybel and this whole church growth movement and Robert Schuller are simply serving a different God. And we have real problems in Christendom today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Please pray for these folks. Pray that God gives them strength and wisdom and guidance. God bless you.
Thank you so very much, Mark. God bless you. Thank you so much for calling. Well, this is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And how do we know that we're doing God's work? Well, we've been on the air probably 15, 17 years now. And basically, of course, we put the Radio Liberty is part of our, not a separate it's a separate organization, but it's a business under Radio Liberty. We do absolutely no planning. We ask people to help us, and ordinarily people do pitch in, sometimes for a short period of time, sometimes for a matter of 6 months, sometimes maybe one gift, sometimes a small gift, sometimes a large gift. And but there's, we never end up making any money. But I was really amazed at what I just got my income tax today, and I was going over it and then looking at Radio Liberty. And so the overall business is about $500,000, maybe close to $600,000. Without any planning at all, we made for the entire year $2,000. Now, we don't keep the money, goes back in for next year. But we usually make $2,000. We might lose $2,000. You can't do that simply by chance, year after year after year. We're not in this for money. We don't take a salary. Barbara doesn't take a salary. I don't take a salary. We are doing this as a ministry. But God, I believe, is keeping us going. How else it would be possible that year after year we're able to continue what we're doing, and God provides the funds, never more than we need. But, of course, what we do need to pay the extensive the bills we have for buying radio time and the paying for internet services and all the things we have to, shortwave, suddenly satellite time. And God provides just enough. How does he know? Well, he knows everything. And we see time and time and time again his hand in suddenly in what we do. And when we get behind, my wife comes and tells me that suddenly we're behind, we're going to have to put money in to keep things going. And I pray to God, and I just ask him to provide the money. And it's amazing, you know, how it comes in. Never excessive. Never enough so we can start putting money in the bank to buy more stations or anything, but enough so that we can continue doing what we're doing. And so for this reason, I believe God is wants us doing what we're doing, and as long as he does, and he keeps me healthy, why, of course, as long as he gives us breath, we'll be here. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But, of course, when you speak out today and you tell the truth, they're going to come after you. And I've seen this with good ministers many times. They will bring somebody into the church. They'll be the best Christian you ever saw. So supportive of the minister that pretty soon they are been appointed to the board. And then they use that to undermine the minister and get rid of him. Because the last thing they want is ministers who will preach the true gospel, because they want to change the music and the message of the Christian churches. They've done it across America, which is why we're in so much trouble today. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. It's open line Wednesday, and this is the time when we, if you have a question or comment, we want to hear from you, and here's your chance to talk to people all across America about whatever you'd like to. But certainly I believe America is moving into a real period of chaos and crisis. It's only a matter of time before our economic system collapses and we move into, first of all, hyperinflation, and then a deadly deflation, and of course with a contracting economy. There is no country throughout all history that's been able to spend the way we are. Today we're spending 43 cents out of every dollar we spend is borrowed money. Who are we borrowing it from? We're borrowing it from ourselves. We're simply printing the money and, of course, lending it to ourselves. How can you do that? Well, you can do it for a short period of time. But eventually the whole system collapses. And what it does will bring down the whole world economic situation. And if you haven't made your preparations, why, you and everyone you know is going to lose almost everything you have. I number 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 464-8295. Give us a call here at Radio Liberty.
Do you believe that you've seen the handwriting on the wall? More regulation, more taxation, and more Big Brother to come? All these things mean less of what we cherish, including liberty and freedom. Maybe you're looking to discover a place to relocate. After seriously considering several other countries, we've fallen in love with Chile. Don't get me wrong, it's not Shangri-La and it isn't a utopian society. Anywhere you go, there are trade-offs. Moving out of your own country and relocating thousands of miles away isn't for everyone. But if it seems interesting to you, call Jeanette at 413-835-7961. It's the United States phone number, but it rings in Chile. 413-835-7961, or go to the website at SouthernChilePropertiesCom. That's SouthernChilePropertiesCom. Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan and Tony simply talking about the one of the age-old problems we have in the church. A difference of opinion. Some people believe in the pre-tribulation rapture. Some people believe in a mid-tribulation rapture. Some people believe in a post-tribulation rapture. Some people don't believe in the rapture at all. They believe we are going to bring the kingdom of heaven to earth. And I really think that that is a way, way out belief. But the thing that the biggest differential is pre or post-trib. And Tony, you may be entirely right. I do not know. I'd like to talk about the line that Walter Martin, the Bible Answer Man, used before he passed away. And of course, he had spent his whole life studying the scriptures. He was certainly one of the great Bible scholars of our time, and he said, agreeing with you, that he had studied the scriptures all of his life. He found nothing in the scriptures convinced him there was going to be a pre-tribulation rapture, despite the fact that many wonderful and loyal and dedicated Christians believe in it. But Walter Martin said, I find nothing in the scriptures to convince me that this is going to happen, but I pray I'm wrong. And that's what I say. So we're just going to have to wait and see. If we don't get a pre-trib rapture, we can pray for a mid-trib rapture. And if we don't get a mid-trib rapture, then we'll get to pray for the post-trib rapture. But I really believe certainly that God is going to utilize what lies ahead under any circumstances to draw people to Him. And I believe unless there is a cataclysmic event, why should anybody want to be even looking for God? We have such a perfect and utopian society. Why we don't need God, at least people don't think they do. And that's why we're in so much trouble today. So, but Tony, since we don't have any other callers, I'd like you perhaps to tell our listeners a little bit about The Hunger Game, because I understand you went to see that movie and it really had a profound impact on you. Let me just simply put our telephone number out, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But Tony, what did you think about this film, The Hunger Game? What's it all about? Why is it so important today? Because it does have an important message.
When my wife and I left the theater, I was agitated to the point of I was enraged. I was extremely angry. It was as if the Illuminati were saying, this is your future and there's nothing you can do about it. And it was like throwing it in your face. I call it satanic indoctrination.
Well, what is the movie all about? What is the background of the movie? What's the storyline of the movie? This is The Hunger Game. It certainly is one of the biggest openings we've ever had on a motion picture. The book is selling well. The film is getting phenomenal response. But there's a message there. It's not a nice message. Oh, but of course, it's certainly a, but you tell us about it, Tony.
Well, it starts out that there's an elimination of the population by the elite. And then what's left over is broken into 13 districts. Of these 13 districts, one of the districts decides to rebel against the elite. And they're totally destroyed. It would be like one of the colonies rose up against the king, King George, for example, and then it was smashed. The rebellion was put down. And then to ensure that the people were totally broken of all of their will, they're microchipped, and they have to give a yearly sacrifice to their elitist god masters of 2 children from each of the districts as a blood sacrifice. So 2 children between 12 and 18, I believe it was, are chosen from each district, and then they have to compete or survive in this almost like a coliseum made in arena in the woods. And it's created along the lines of American Idol, the way...
How about Survivor? Would that be another?
I was going to say American Idol meets Survivor.
Okay.
Meets Gladiator. Okay, and so the people are viewing this, and then it's all like thrown in, it's like it's in the Truman Show as well. So everybody is watching and rooting for the 2 tributes, that is the 2 sacrifice tributes, like they would like in the Super Bowl. So they're rooting for their own, you know, to survive and to not be killed, and then they have to kill one another off, and then if they don't kill one another off, then they'll be killed by obstacles that are set up by the Illuminati masters. And they sit in the background and, you know, create things like transmutated wasps, for example, and mutated beast, you know, to like kill off the tributes until there's only one left. And then that one will actually be allowed to live because they want the people who are under their dominion to, in their words, have a glimmer of hope. And, one survived. But, to me, when I, you know, when my wife and I walked out of the theater, and I had no idea what this movie was about in there, I was totally enraged at the devil. And, like, I was very enraged. It's like, no, this isn't going to happen, devil. Not, you know, this is not going to be. I mean, people in the country might be asleep, and, but, you know, they're still going to wake up. They're still going to wake up. That's my hope. My hope, my belief is in the Lord, that he will send revival, that he will wake these people up from their sleep, from their stupor, from their slumber, whatever you want to call it. You know, we are not going to sacrifice our children. We are not going to be defeated. We are not going to give up. We will never cease. We will never stop. And the Lord returns. He's going to return the warrior this time, and he's going to set up his kingdom, and the devil and all of his minions and all of these Illuminists, they've already lost. They've been defeated. They were defeated at the cross through the blood of Christ, and he has a place already prepared for them, and it's a nice, warm lake of fire, and that's where they're all going.
Well, I think we're in for some very, very difficult times. I believe that there is a satanic force in the world. I believe God's allowing it. And, of course, somehow or other, there has to be something that will awaken the American people and draw people back to God. And time again, the children of Israel turned against the Lord. And time again, he allowed them to be taken into bondage, whether by the Assyrians or the Babylonians. But he preserved them, at least a remnant. And I believe that this is what's going to happen as far as America is concerned. I would pray that there would be a great revival in America. We saw this happen in the 1700s. That was the first great revival. We saw it happen again in the 1800s. It was the second great revival. But we didn't have a great revival in the 1900s. We need that today if there's any hope at all of the survival of any remnant of our society. But there really are demonic forces out here. They really do want to destroy America. They control the media, they control the military, they control our city, our major banks, our corporations, our political system, the leaders of both political parties. They control many of our religious organizations. We have some ministers out there, a small smattering who still do believe, of course, in the message of the scriptures, who do believe, of course, that we should have fear of the Lord, who do believe, of course, that God judges people and nations, but they're in a minority today. Or we have ministers who know what's going on, but they have more fear of government or certainly of their congregations than they do of the Lord, and so they just don't speak out on the issues they should. Well, thank you so very much for calling, Tony. Really appreciate it. Anything you'd like to say before we let you go?
Only that in the United States, we have one great advantage over past civilization. I believe that all you have to do is look to see the persecution. Look and see what Obama told Odinga, his cousin in Kenya, to do when he lost the election. Odinga set his thugs into the streets to go out and burn down the churches with the Christians in them. That's what Obama told his cousin Odinga to do. If he would do that and allow that and tell his cousin to do that, you think he won't do that here?
Well, let's hope that Obama will be defeated. We'll just have to wait and see what happens. Anyway, God bless, and thanks so much, Tony. Let's go to Dan, who's calling us from Tennessee. Hi, Dan. What part of Tennessee in, and how are you listening to us? Dan, are you there? Dan? Well, I guess we lost Dan. I hope he'll call back again. Let's see who we have. We have Tim calling from Illinois, and I don't know what happened to Dan. Dan from 10. Please give us a call. Right now we have Tim on the line from Illinois. Tim, go right ahead.
Oh, hi, Dr. Stan. I'd like to pass forward some information that I didn't hear on CNN or NBC or ABC News today regarding the Martin shooting down in Florida, Trayvon Martin. Well, apparently, the guy who did the shooting, George Zimmerman.
Right.
Did you know that his dad was was a former U.S. magistrate judge?
I really don't know. I mean, the thing is that there's so the whole situation is so confusing, hopefully we will find out exactly what really happened. Was he really on his back? Were they fighting over the gun? Or was Trevor trying to get the gun away from Zimmerman? Well, I don't know anything about his dad being a judge. Okay,
well, also, his grandfather was a member of the CIA. See, now, this information I picked up from a program, Democracy Now!, with Amy Goodman. So, I mean, how can you have a fair trial? His grandpa, CIA, and his dad, a former U.S. magistrate judge.
Well, the thing that really disturbs me is that his lawyers, Zimmerman's lawyer, just resigned from the case today. Was that because it was a plan from the beginning? Was that because he believes that Zimmerman was guilty? We don't know. But basically, they're using this case like they used the O.J. Simpson case to turn black against white. And white against black. And most of the whites think that Zimmerman was somehow justified. Most of the blacks believe that he intentionally killed Trevor. And already we're just going to have to wait and see how it plays out. Oh, you can be sure the most important parts of this story are being suppressed from the American people, just exactly as the really important parts of the O.J. Simpson case were suppressed. And we do have a 4-tape set on O.J. Simpson that will tell you information that you will never hear elsewhere. We also carry some interviews with a Mr. Deer, D-E-E-R, who actually was a special investigator who actually investigated the case independently. Fascinating information that we have. You're not going to be able to get through other channels. Give us a call at 1-888-1-800-544-8927. But you can't understand what's going on with Trevor Martin case and Zimmerman unless you understand O.J. Simpson. And you remember that when, of course, shortly after O.J. was accused of murdering Nicole, why they had a picture of him on the front page of Time magazine. Only it really wasn't a picture of O.J. Simpson. The man that they had on the cover of Time magazine had very dark skin. Why would they darken the skin of O.J. Simpson, who was a very light-skinned black man? Why, very simply, because the case was to be all about black and white. Why, day after day after day after day after day, did they focus our attention on that? Who coordinated the whole story? Well, we cover that in our 4-tape set on O.J. Simpson. It's available from Radio Liberty. Our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But remember, Tim, they manipulate us, they create our reality, and they mold our minds. Go right ahead.
Well, you're right, Dr. Stan. It will be used as division tool. They divide us racially, they divide us politically, they divide us religiously, they divide us economically. And one other thing, the homosexualization of America, it's pathetic. I mean, our churches, our workplace, our homes, and now our military. You know, this had to metamorphosize with the 1964. It all stemmed when the civil rights movement was hijacked by the homosexual agenda and the abortion agenda. As just a dumb hick from Indiana, I've had an epiphany on how this had metamorphosized from the civil rights. It was hijacked by these two groups, special interest groups.
Well, the thing is that in a free society, if somebody wants to, certainly live in sin, why, that's they have a right to do it. And whether you're homosexual or whether you're heterosexual, living in sin is wrong. We can't keep you from doing it, but we certainly ought to be able to say that it is wrong because God says it's wrong, not because you say it's wrong, not because I say it's wrong, but because God says it's wrong. And once we turn away from God's law and reject it as a nation, and then, of course, God will bring his judgment on that nation. That's what it's really all about. I mean, if people want to certainly live together, I don't approve of it, but they have a right to do it. But don't call it marriage. It's not marriage. Marriage has been ordained by God to bring forth children. Anything else, Tim, before we let you go?
No, thank you, sir.
Okay,
good night.
Okay, fine. God, our telephone number 1-888-24-LIBERTY. And let's go to Abel, who's calling us from Northern Kentucky. Hi, Abel. How are we doing?
How are you doing, Dr. Sana? Nice to hear your program.
Okay, how are you hearing us? The shortwave internet?
No, AM station, AM from Ohio, Northern Kentucky, Indiana.
Okay, very good. What would you like to talk about?
I wanna say that, well, it's not just they trying to create division, because division is already here.
Right.
I live in an area where there's a majority of African Americans, and they could also be very aggressive against other minorities.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's PROPAX.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today.
Go right ahead, Abel. What were you going to say about a responsibility to man?
Yes. The Bible says that someday we shall stand before God and give an account of our actions, because whatever the regime or the country you live in, you are conscious of what is right and what is evil. But especially in America, people have no more the Bible perhaps than any other country in this part of the world. So there's also a responsibility. No matter how much somebody wants me to hate or to do wrong, I can't decide to do right or to do wrong. That's my point.
All right, fine. God bless. Thanks very much.
God bless.
Let's go quickly to Sally calling from Wisconsin. Last call. Sally, we're almost out of time. Do you have a quick remark you'd like to make before we let you go?
Well, I have several of them, but I'll try to be really fast.
Right.
On March 16th, the president signed an executive order called the National Defense Resources Preparedness Order. Now, if that is not contested, it will go into effect in 45 days from March 16th of this year. In that order, he takes control of all food, energy, health, civil transportation, water, and all other materials and services and facilities. He also acquires power over the people to forcibly draft them into the military, and also to harness American citizens to fulfill labor requirements for the purposes of national defense.
Well, I think, Sally, if I could just interrupt you there, we're just about out of time. Yes, you're talking about Sydney. I know the legislation, but much of that has already been declared suddenly not legal by Congress. This is simply redoing some legislation that was actually executive orders put forward, I think, back in, by George Herbert Walker Bush and by Bill Clinton. I share your concern about it. Why do we want that? If there are problems, they should be taken care of at the state and local level. That is not the responsibility of the federal government. Because whenever they get their greedy little hands in there, they make things worse. And we have to ask, why would they want to do it? You're absolutely right. I'll tell you what, we'll have open lines next Wednesday. You call earlier next week, will you?
Okay.
God bless. Thanks so much for calling. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time I have to remind you, my ministry is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help financially, and God motivates you, well, I would love to hear from you. And certainly we want to remind you about our great new DVDs on geoengineering by Rosalind Peterson, our DVD on aspartame by Betty Martini, our DVD on the Agenda 21 by Michael Shaw, on my interview with Norman Dodd called The Dangerous Deception. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's on aspartame, geoengineering, which is, has to do with chemtrails and contrails, Agenda 21, and then the dangerous deception goes into the background of the plan for a series of wars. The plan for a series of wars. It's my interview with Norman Dodd, the only person ever allowed, or the director of research for the Reese Committee, the only committee ever allowed to investigate the great tax-exempt foundations and the Council on Foreign Relations. Fascinating bit of history. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, of course, is RadioLiberty.com. We would simply suggest you go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. We have all sorts of DVDs and books and videos, and we have all sorts of information you need. It's time to begin making preparations for the very difficult times that lie ahead. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for our country, our leaders, our ministers, for Alex Jones and Joyce Riley, and of course for Ron Paul and his family, because they're on the front lines of this battle. But please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Be grateful for a life. me farther and guide her through the night with a light from above, from the mountain.
This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, but for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Professor John Ellis, who's with an organization, and I probably don't have the name right, but it's the Association of Scholars. Professor Ellis, would you like to tell us about your organization and why you're concerned about what's happening within academia?
Yes, the name of the organization is the California Association of Scholars.
All right.
Now, that's a state branch of a national organization called the National Association of Scholars. There are organizations that are part of the National Association in every state. In California, we've done a long report recently. We're submitting it to the Regents of the University of California. And the report is about the corruption of the University of California by radical political activism. The report is about the way that the university has lost its way and had its mission to teach students and to do research corrupted by a political agenda which limits what can be done in the way of teaching and research, because research is starting to get channeled into topics that meet the political agenda, and the teaching is not the sort of open-minded teaching to get students to think independently and pursue intellectual curiosity and analyze things from all sides in a way that you have to do if you understand the problem. Research, the teaching gets narrowed down to conformity to a particular radical kind of ideology. Radicals don't really want students to think freely and creatively, which real education in the college wants them to do. What radicals want is students to believe what they say. So, you know, the real teaching opens up the mind. The fake radical teaching closes it down.
And I share with your concern. I was a graduate of the University of California in 1949, graduated from Berkeley, and Sydney, I think I was about 17 years, maybe I was 18 or 19 at the time. It was during the war. We were pushed through very rapidly. I was very young and immature, and they molded my mind. I came out a flaming liberal. I look back on those days and shudder. But, of course, it's so easy to do because the university professor, you know, is sort of like an idol. He has a center of knowledge, and you believe what you're told. And it took me years in many ways to unlearn some of the philosophy, the false philosophy I learned. And yet this has been going on for half a century there at the University of California.
Yeah.
And Sydney, I'm just so pleased that there are university professors there who are concerned about this, and I only hope and pray you're able to do something about it.
Well, we hope so. Our report is stirring up some ripples, and it seems to be taken very seriously by a lot of people. We had an article, a big article, by Peter Brookins in the Wall Street Journal Saturday before last. And that created a great deal of attention to the subject.
Well, I think we have to talk about this. I think that there are a lot of people who realize what's going on. And I think there are professors who already, of course, are very, very concerned. But you sometimes you speak out, against the people who have academic power, and they can make your life awfully, awfully miserable. Hold on, we'll be back in just a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Professor John Ellis, and he's talking with me about what's really going on in our universities today, and that is not education, but indoctrination. And if you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and Professor Ellis simply talking about the fact he had the chance to be on what's his name?
Ted Prager. Ted Prager, yeah.
Right.
I was on a couple of days ago. I was on with Michael Swirling at KCO. As a matter of fact, as I went out, I saw you going in.
Well, that was. I'm sorry. I didn't recognize you then.
Yeah, but I was in a hurry, so I couldn't stop. And I'll be on KCO again this Sunday at 6. So anyway, there's obviously a great deal of interest in this report. The public knows there's something wrong. Now, the one thing I should say is, what is it we're really talking about? Well, we're not talking about the sciences. I mean, for example, the University of California, Santa Cruz, where I am, has a wonderful, world-class astronomy program. And its Department of Physics is excellent. When I was dean of the graduate division, that was part of my job to supervise graduate students in physics, I thought that program was just tremendous, and I did all I could to help it stay tremendous. Likewise, Earth Sciences at Santa Cruz is splendid, founded by a great scholar, Aaron Waters. The biology program was founded by a magnificent scholar, Kenneth Tiemann. And so all those are very, very good. What we're really talking about is the areas of the university that we could call education for citizenship. Now, that means places like departments of politics, which ought to discuss the political institutions of the society we live in, sociology, English, history, those kinds of places. Places where kids get general education, they get education about the society and the culture they live in, they get education about civic issues, issues in the political arena, issues in the running of a society, issues in the history of their country and the evaluation of that history, the literature of the country, and so on. All those areas, those are the ones that have been very severely corrupted by political radicalism.
And, of course, I remember, of course, quite well when the university wanted to bring in science. Of course, when the university first opened, and it was back in the 1960s, it was primarily the social sciences. And I can remember at the time the older doctors telling me that I would rue the day that the university came in because it would change our community, and how idealistic I was, and said, oh, well, it's going to be wonderful to have all this knowledge here. Well, I mean, I believe in knowledge. I believe you're absolutely right that the scientists are so important. But there was a real effort to keep the university from bringing in all of these science programs. They wanted the university in Santa Cruz to be used for political purposes, to influence the thought of the community. And there was a tremendous opposition, as I remember, to bringing in or expanding the science. Fortunately, they did. And now, of course, we have a wonderful scientific division here. And certainly the radical element is losing at least some of its control of our community. On the other hand, there are an awful lot of good students who come in. They go to these classes, and they identify with their professors. And if they never hear the other side, if they're not allowed to express themselves in class, and I know this is how it was at University of California when I was there, because I was there in the late 1940s, why, of course, you could express it, but you got graded down if you expressed that you were not willing to go along with the socialist agenda. So I came out a dedicated socialist, and it took me years to undo that and to begin to think effectively. Yes, there's things within this various philosophies that we can certainly agree with and disagree with, but at least we have to learn to think. And I think this is your point, isn't it, Professor, that we've got to teach the children critical analysis and thinking.
Yeah. And ideally, what you want is kids to come out knowing the case for the left very, very well, and knowing the case for the right very, very well, and able to choose for themselves what they believe, so that whichever political belief they come out with, they know the other side really well. That means they're thinking people who are well equipped to make decisions. But when you have a situation where, for example, I mean, a lot of political science departments, this is hard to believe, but it really is true. A political science department that offers a bachelor's degree in political science, master's degree, and even a PhD in political science. And in some of them, in the University of California, the maybe 30 professors, and practically all of them are on the left. Now, you know, the way I see that is a group that's teaching political science to a high level like PhD, and the community only has people on one side of the spectrum. That's an incompetent department. That's just not competent to do its job. You have to have a healthy political debate within the department. But that's gone by the board. What you're finding now is that
People, radical professors are just simply hiring people like themselves. And see, that's fine as far as they're concerned, because the aim really is to make recruits. Now, real professors don't want to do that. Real professors want their kids to think. And obviously that would mean that you'd want to give them access to people who is going to challenge them on the other side. So, you know, if you have a liberal student, you want to make sure he gets a strong dose of the opposite opinion. So even if he's going to stay on that one side, he's going to really know what he's doing. He's going to know how to defend that position. He's going to understand that position really from the ground up. That's the way an academic thinks. But an activist doesn't think that way. A political activist just wants more recruits. And that's a closed-minded position.
Well, tragically, this is one reason why I believe we're in as much trouble as we are today. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But this is happening not just at the University of California. It's happening all across America and at public and private universities as well. Where there's not two sides of the issue, there's one side, and all you ever learn is about compassion and having government there to provide for people from the cradle to the grave, and all the wonderful tenets of socialism. Now, certainly there's a great deal to be said of wanting to help people, but how can we best help them? How can we teach people, the average person, to be able to get ahead in our society? Or is the purpose of education to transform our form of society and form of government? Because this is one reason why we're having so many problems today. We need to have both sides laid out. Of course, the old adage is, you know, if you're a liberal, certainly when you're 20 years old, you have no heart. And if you're a liberal when you're 40 years old, you have no head. Well, we all go through a liberal phase, but certainly you have to be able to understand both sides of the issue.
Yeah. Well, that's the great engine of debate, political debate, is the two sides. And when they, for hundreds of years, there have always been conservatives and liberals. And the healthy debate between the two keeps them both on the rails, keeps them both healthy, keeps them both on their toes, keeps them both understanding what they're really doing. The minute you have one side dropping off, and the other one will get dumbed down because it doesn't have anything to push against. So it gets slack and lazy and dishonest and incompetent, and that's what's happening.
Well, now, is this organization you're working with, the Association of Scholars, are you predominantly in science? Are you the members of this organization span all of the various academic disciplines at the university?
Yeah, we're all across the board. The 10 members of the board of directors of the California Association of Scholars include people of the University of California. So I think four of us are University of California professors. Includes also private universities. Someone from Stanford, someone from Claremont McKenna. We've also got a community college professor. We've got two from the California State University system. So we're a very diverse group, and we've got, in terms of subject matter, we've got a lawyer, we've got an astronomer, we've got a pediatrician, we've got a couple of people in literature, we've got a psychologist. And so on. We're all across the board. It's a very diverse group of people. But they're all dedicated to one thing, and that is reform of higher education to bring it back to the province of real academic teachers, not political activists.
And I think that is so vitally important, especially today. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest today is Professor John Ellis from the California branch of the Association of Scholars. And And this is certainly a national organization made up of professors concerned, certainly, that our universities certainly be places of education, not indoctrination. 1-888-24-LIBERTY-464-8295. Would love to hear what you think out there in the audience. Give us a call.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
And of course, calling from Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, who has a relative who's teaching in high school, who is saying we're not as technologically advanced as we were 100 years ago. And I think what he's really probably referring to is the thought process that it goes into what goes on is not as good as it was 100 years ago. Certainly, I think that the ideas of reason were probably much more prevalent at that time than they are today. I think today, Dan, of course, we have a lot of indoctrination rather than education. What were your thoughts, Professor Ellis?
Well, I mean, there's the difference, first of all, between wisdom, common sense on the one hand, and intelligence and sort of fluency of thinking on the other. I mean, the for example, at the moment, when it comes to the university world, there's an awful lot of very smart people on college campuses teaching, and they may be very smart, they may be very good at doing sort of certain kinds of things. But the common sense of the general public, honestly, impresses me more. They don't. University professors right now are somewhat divorced from reality, many of them. And I find a lot more common sense among the people who come into my house and fix my plumbing and electrical circuitry.
Professor Ellis, I think you're absolutely right. In fact, so many of the people who listen to my program on a regular basis do not have university degrees. I mean, some of them do, certainly. But some, I think sometimes just the common people are not swept up into this so much faulty thinking.
Yeah, and that, of course, goes back to the position of the reasons again. The reasons are midway between the common sense of the general public and the technical expertise of the professoriate. And it's their job to balance those two off. I mean, the fundamental wisdom and common sense of the public is very, very important. And that has to be brought to bear on the university because, you know, presently the ivory tower is a remote place. It's not in touch with the real world, the real pressures of the real world. And it can easily go off the rails. I mean, throughout history, this has been always true with universities. That there's a certain tendency to get unrealistic ideas bred on university campuses, and they lead people astray because they're not subject to the test of reality. Now, reality, that's the general public and the outside world. So that's the genius of the California system. It really is a fine system. You have the regents right in the middle. And so they are in touch with both sides, the common sense of the public, the technical expertise of the professors. They have a unique role. And if they abandon that independence, they're not doing the job that the Constitution gives them.
Well, let's hope that they will read your report, they will contemplate on it, they will certainly act on it. We need universities that will breed the conflict and then understanding and that eternal search for truth, which is the very foundation of an educational system, that it will be effective and that will improve the lot of the people of the nation. God bless you. Thanks for calling, Dan, and our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. Our guest is Professor John Ellis from the Association of Scholars. Certainly these are professors from many different universities here in California who are concerned about this emphasis on indoctrination, certainly within the social sciences, rather than teaching young people how to think and how to reason. And certainly, I remember, Chris, one of the things that in public speaking, at least in some classes, never in those ones I attended, but they would give you, you would either take the conservative side or the liberal side, and you would study it, you would be able to present it, you would be able to argue it, you would be able, of course, to present certainly one talk, the conservative position, the next talk, the liberal position. But you had to understand both positions and understand them well before, of course, you could debate them. And this would then help to form your worldview. That's really what we should be doing, isn't it, Professor?
Yeah. And the problem is that you and I can do that. I mean, because we want the kids to make up their own minds and their ability to analyze problems. Is what we're
concerned with, not what they come out with. I mean, you know, I don't really care whether a kid comes out a liberal or conservative. What I care is he understands what he's doing.
Well, you know, we live in a world gone mad because on many of the issues facing us today, like torture and the war, I'm siding more with the liberals than with the conservatives, as in not economically. But what we need to do is assert eternal search for truth on number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295.
Do you believe that you've seen the handwriting on the wall? More regulation, more taxation, and more Big Brother to come? All these things mean less of what we cherish, including liberty and freedom. Maybe you're looking to discover a place to relocate. After seriously considering several other countries, we've fallen in love with Chile. Don't get me wrong, it's not Shangri-La and it isn't a utopian society. Anywhere you go, there are trade-offs. Moving out of your own country and relocating thousands of miles away isn't for everyone. But if it seems interesting to you, call Jeanette at 413-835-7961. It's the United States phone number, but it rings in Chile. 413-835-7961, or go to the website at southernchileproperties.com. That's southernchileproperties.com. Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4-6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this evening, Professor John Ellis from the Association of Scholars, the California branch of the Association of Scholars. And these are people working within academia. These professors are scholars at the University of California who are concerned about the fact that our young people are being indoctrinated rather than educated, and they're not pushing a conservative philosophy or a liberal philosophy, but they are pushing the opportunity for children to hear, or our students to hear, both sides of what's going on. Now, if you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Professor Ellis, do you have a website, a site where people can get your the information you're sending out and keep in touch with the Association of Scholars?
Yes. The best website at the moment to use is the national one, and that is nas.org. That's easy to remember. It's just six letters, nas.org.
All right, NAS.org, www.nas.org.
We do have a California Association of Scholars website, but at the moment, the volume of posts and information and news on this topic across the whole country is so great that we're putting it all on the national website because it's a very much better developed website, much bigger website than ours. Ours would get swamped if we included everything.
Well, I think that it's really exciting to know that this movement is taking off, that people are beginning to talk about this sort of thing, which, of course, I've been aware of for 50 years, but a lot of people find it very difficult to believe that there really is a problem. And, of course, when you're dealing with every orthopedic surgeon, what does he know about academia? But, of course, when academics and people who've dedicated their lives to this are expressing the same concerns, then, of course, they simply multiply our effectiveness. We have Ron calling from Eastern Washington. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Ron. Do you have a question or comment for Professor Ellis?
Well, just some observations that I made while touring a large state university, not in California, but in another state, very recently, and. I happened to visit the an office of a fellow who was a TA in mathematics, and he had all his books were mathematics books except for one, and it was America's Fascists, The Christian Right and the War on America.
Yeah.
And then I was walking down the hall, and there was a mathematics professor, and he had a little bumper sticker from the Freedom from Religion organization, you know, keep religion out of politics. I happened to walk through the library, and I was went to the religion section and looking for a Bible. They did have a couple of them, but they had one about religious right, and who's who in the religious right. Of course, it was mocking everybody. Nothing about our foundational documents.
No.
At all. In fact, no. If anything, it was suppressed.
Yeah.
And that's, and to me, that's my tax money. I'm literally subsidizing, the demise of my, society.
Well, that's a very sad thing. The citizens of the, country are paying for, something they really, are not being told about. I mean, they're ostensibly told that the taxes go to support higher education. Now, you know, in many cases, what it really supports is political operatives doing their work. And the political operatives should collect their own donations and finance their own operation. But, you know, there was a study done by a professor at UCLA. He came to the conclusion after surveying professors that over half of them now think that creating students who are agents of social change is more important than teaching them the Western classics. Well, I mean, that's a shocking result that over half of professors think that getting their students to work for social change is more important than getting to think for themselves.
But, by the way, another observation I have. Many of our so-called, quote, Christian colleges, unquote, are probably worse than some of these state schools.
I know. I've seen some of that, too. Yeah. There's no doubt that there's an extraordinarily closed-minded atmosphere on campus. I mean, there is definitely a viewpoint that is right, correct, not right, correct. And everything that doesn't fall within that is a rather narrow definition. I mean, it's got to be something from liberal to radical that's acceptable. Anything to the right of center, even slightly to the right of center, that is simply an aberration. That is not something that a good, right-thinking person should be doing. Religion is a mixed
back on campus, I mean, there's no question there's a great animus against what those people term the religious right, which pretty means Christianity, I think. but at the moment, I mean, other religions, there's quite a bit of anti-Semitism rearing its head on campus right now, which is, to someone who lived through the Second World War as I did, feels really shameful. I mean, really, really quite disgusting.
And rather frightening as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, it's very, very frightening.
People really don't understand history and of course the important part that Jewish people have played in the history of our country and in our economics. And certainly dealing in economics, I will tell you that certainly without the Jewish expertise, a lot of our economic things wouldn't work anywhere near as well. And I certainly, in fact, our local radio station headed by Michael Sperling, it happens to be Jewish, and it's as conservative a radio station you'll find any place.
Yeah. Well, look, in the history of humankind, there's no doubt there were milestones. And those milestones, you know, we all know what they are. The discovery of the wheel, the discovery of agriculture, and the discovery of building construction. But one of the great milestones was the ethical system that is embodied in the Ten Commandments and all of the thinking that's associated with it, the monotheism and so on. That was one of the great landmarks of human history, and it's left its mark on all of Christianity, all of Western civilization. And that was a little tribe of people in the desert. And the prejudice against the people who are in many ways the first real step in the development of our modern ethical system. Prejudice against them strikes me as ignorant and very, very unfortunate.
It really is. Well, Duan, did you have anything else to say before we let you go?
Well, I've had the privilege of instructing some high school age kids, and during Thanksgiving week, I had them read the Mayflower Compact, and I also had them read George Washington's Thanksgiving Proclamation of 1789, which, by the way, is an incredibly eloquent piece of literature.
Mm.
But I was asked not to come back to that.
Well, Dan, I mean, Ron, you do what is right, and we each play our part in what's going on today, and you're always welcome to come on to our radio program and express yourself. God bless you for all you do. Thanks very much. Let's go to Dan, who's calling us from Florida. Hi, Dan. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Hi, Dr. Stan.
Hi. How are you hearing? A shortwave, internet, satellite, what?
Internet.
Okay, go ahead.
I'd like to ask both of you to consider defining the conversation in a slightly different way. And that would be, for lack of any better way of me describing it, then defining the issue is one more to do with what I've read to be called psychological warfare than to be calling it heathen indoctrination. Because at this stage, based on my own perception, which could be wrong, I think that it's gone way beyond even the attempt to indoctrinate. It is much more forceful. And whether it would be pushing one view over the other, although I believe in one over the other, just the fact that there is such a momentum, such a force at play in every aspect of society, in every way of transmitting the value system that these people want to have imposed on the rest of us. There's such a force and magnitude behind it, such an immersion that's been going on for so long, as you keep describing it night after night after night as I listen to you, that there's really no other word for it than warfare. And apparently, we are very late in the game here.
All right, let's get Professor Ellis's thoughts on what you're saying, because Dan is suggesting that what we're seeing today is more than simply indoctrination. It's almost a war on the mind of our young people in effort to indoctrinate
all of us.
All of us. But that's the thing, of course, that Professor Ellis is coming from the point of view as of an academic, but certainly I agree with you, Dan. It permeates every aspect of society. Professor Ellis, how would you respond to Dan?
Well, look, I think you've got to look at the question of the competence of these people. I mean, their intentions are not at all good for us. But they're really not very good at what they do. I mean, there's many, many reports of students just sitting in class with these people and rolling their eyes to heaven and just shrugging it off and leaving and really leaving with contempt for their professors, for their simple-minded Marxist analysis that everyone knows is obsolete. I mean, one student after another says, well, you know, I have to give him what he wants on the final paper to get an A, but then I'm out of here and I don't believe a word he says. Now, empirical research shows that there are more people like that than not. I mean, so in other words, if I remember the numbers rightly, they manage to persuade and get in their corner something like 5%. And the rest were either committed leftists already, or they just hear this stuff and they roll their eyes to heaven and think, what absolute garbage and claptrap. So I guess what I'm seeing is that they're not really that competent at what they do. And as soon as kids get out of college and they get in the real world's a wonderful teacher, you know. I mean, that's the sad thing about it, that kids are, in a way, wasting their time on these people in college. Not wasting their time when they do physics and engineering and so on, but they're wasting their time on classes, education for citizenship classes, when they got these kinds of instructors. But the real world takes over when they leave campus. And, you know, I do believe that there's healthy common sense out there in the American people, and that'll carry us through.
Well, Dan, I would simply comment this. I share your concern, but you know, one of the most phenomenal things we're seeing today is the response to Congressman Ron Paul. And however you feel about Ron Paul, he expresses a libertarian constitutional position. And he was at here in California last week at one major university. He got 5,000 people out. I think that he had 6,000 or 7,000 people. He spoke at least 3 times, I know. And at no time did he have less than 5,000 people. And these are the students who are coming out. So we are under attack, but the other side is losing ideologically because if people can see the philosophy they're espousing is not true. I'm much more optimistic. I've been at this for 50 years, as you know, and I'm more optimistic than I've ever been. This is going to be one of the most exciting years you've ever lived through. Just pray for Congressman Ron Paul and his health that he's able to continue. Anything else you want to say before we let you go? Go ahead.
Yes, may I ask you one more thing?
Go right ahead.
I have heard this gentleman quoted, Dr. Henry Kissinger, by the way, who I've been told is a war criminal wanted in several countries outside the United States. But I've heard him quoted as saying, and I believe it was around the time of the Vietnam War, that for the most part, people, especially younger people, especially the ones that were drafted and involved in the military, were nothing more and are nothing more than, quote, stupid animals.
No, the quotation comes from the book by Woodward and Bernstein, and the quotation was that they talk about the military being stupid, dumb animals. So basically, that is, you'll find that in Woodward and Bernstein's book
Do you think that's an accurate quote?
Yes, I do. By the way, Woodward and Bernstein put it in their book, and nobody's ever disclaimed it. Certainly, it was said that one of the generals was there at the time the statement was made. Yes, I believe the Henry Kissinger holds most of us in total contempt. Anything else you wanted to ask?
No, Dr. Stan. Have a nice night.
And the book was The Final Days, page 208, okay?
Thank you.
God bless. Okay. And let's go to Dan, who's calling from Northern Kentucky. Hi, Dan. How are you doing?
Hello, Dr. Stan. I did want to make a comment. I think that we allow what is going on in the world today to really just define our reality. And, you know, this gentleman was talking about, like, you kind of just have to, like an impartial kind of viewing of the two sides and being able to see the difference between the two. And ultimately, I think the two sides are completely incompatible. Not only are they incompatible, they can't exist in the same space at the same time. In other words, we as Christians have to form and live our own reality. And we can't allow something that's so alien and so polarized from our views to define our world. And that's the problem that we had, was we gave over the power of education and the power of government to people that don't hold our reality. And we lost it a long time ago. We don't have any rights in this country anymore. They're already gone. So what we have to do is redefine our reality, say this is our reality, and we're going to live it, and we're going to create our own schools, we're going to create our own universities.
Hold that thought.
Okay.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's PROPAX.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today.
I certainly am. Professor Ellis is simply pointing out that the other side certainly is a losing position. Professor Ellis's commentary, the position put forward by the Association of Scholars was reviewed by someone, I think, in the Washington Post. And the person who wrote about this certainly was not completely unfavorable towards what was said. Would you like to make your parting comment? Then we'll have to let you go, but go right ahead.
Yes, I would. And in saying what I said, I wasn't... debate is paramount to the Christian faith. The Christian faith welcomes contradiction, because in the contradiction, the Christian faith shines if it's true. Mm-hmm. And it creates like you said, where you're actually seeing the whole world. You're seeing everybody else's reality in relationship to the truth that you hold. So that's very important. What I'm talking about is, do we have alternatives to what we have today, to the universities today? Is there an alternative university that I can send my son to that is not necessarily just Christian, but is just academic? You know, in other words, it's just like what you're talking about. You're wanting to just have academics. I want to send my child to a school where they learn academics. They don't learn philosophy. They don't necessarily even learn religion.
I think, Dan, this is what Professor Ellis and the Association of Scholars is trying to accomplish. And we're stuck with the system we have, at least for the time being. And even many of our best Christian universities and colleges have been thoroughly infiltrated, I fear. I can let you go. We're out of time.
Let me give him one name. Hillsdale College.
Hillsdale College. There you are.
Yeah.
Okay, God bless. Thanks so very much, Dan. And Professor Ellis, it's been a real pleasure. I think you're going to be with us on one of our other programs, and we can cover exactly the same things, because, of course, it'll be an entirely different audience. As you know, we do 5 hours a day of talk radio a day, and then we have our weekend program, goes to 35 stations. So we at least have a small voice across America. God bless you for what you're doing, and the people who are working with you, trying to save our academic system and trying to restore it to what it should be, a quest of knowledge rather than simply indoctrination. Thank you so very much.
Thank you for having me.
Good night.
I look forward to seeing you again in a few days.
Right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and this is the time when I need to remind all of our listeners that our ministry is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And if you're not in a position to help us, then please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, and that we may be wise enough, of course, to serve God, and that not letting our own ego or desires or selfishness get in the way, because this has nothing to do with me. It has to do with an idea, and that is that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And we remove the Spirit of the Lord, of course, there will be a tyranny, and this is what's happening increasingly today. But a Christian should never be afraid to be on the front lines and know how to debate his faith. This is why, of course, we put on programs like this series we're going to do with Pastor Billy Crone on the Final Countdown. Incidentally, if you haven't seen that DVD series that we have, it there's 10 DVDs in the current Final Countdown. The upcoming one, there'll be probably 25 or 30 DVDs, but you'll get the crux of what he's talking about in the two 5D DVD sets, part one and part two of the Final Countdown. You get the two of them together at a reduced cost. And then, of course, we hope that you'll want to get, we have the CDs of the first 5 talks. We have Dr. Billy Crone's books. Get the information so you can discuss this intelligently. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders, our ministers, Alex and Joyce. But please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. You are so welcome. We appreciate you. We appreciate each and every one of you joining us every day.